Well, what's up, you guys? This is the No Label Roundtable podcast. This is Sean.
This is Miranda.
And Joe.
And we have with us today our good friend Obi, who is the main man for the Roaming Buffalo Music Festival. What's up, Obi?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Not much, bro. Dude, it's great to have you here, man. So, yeah, dude, I'm really glad that you came on the podcast with us and the things that you're here to talk with us about. We're all really excited about. So let's just get into it, man. What have you been up to recently and what do you got going on with Roaming Buffalo?
Well, we took a little bit of time off after the last festival. Casper kind of changed a little bit. You know, the Wonder Bar took a break.
Yeah.
A lot of those things kind of happened. So we just kind of took some time off ourselves to regroup a little bit. I don't know. You know how life goes, man. But we gave it a little bit. We didn't really hear from anybody. So we have approached Matt Galloway with the Greater Galloway umbrella, I guess. And he was very interested in doing all the music and doing all the fun stuff. So we started anchoring our ship to him. And we're just kind of pick up exactly where we left off, honestly.
Awesome.
Right on, dude. Hell yeah. So have you guys had any shows at Galloway's yet? And or what do you have coming up?
Yeah, what would be the next
one? Yeah, what do you got going on there?
Perfect. So we haven't had anything just yet, but in that kind of booking thing, it takes a little bit to get it down the line. We actually have a show this coming Thursday, actually, with a traveling band out of Omaha, Nebraska, the Chris Lager Band, which this will be their second time in Casper. The last time they played for us, I believe, was early August. I believe the 5th, they made a kind of a last-minute appearance down at the Wonder Bar that went tremendously well for, I would say, not knowing who they were at that given time. I mean, nice. A little bit of shame on me, but...
Yeah.
And what kind of music do they play? What can you tell us about them?
They are a 4 to 5 piece band, kind of a jam rock style. Keyboard, saxophone, bass,
awesome.
Drums. Like, it's a real fun thing. The cool. First time they came out, actually, I laughed so hard. I've actually made the posters reflect it this time around. He came out in a... like full-tailed conductor band outfit jacket.
Oh, right on.
Scored somewhere along the travels. I mean, like
somebody's marching band uniform.
Yeah, exactly. Big tails, like down at the back of the knees. That's and he comes awesome. Out doing his thing. It was great. So I made sure that our posters this time around actually had that little conductor guy on it, just because I got that much of a kick out of it.
Was that back when it was like midweek kind of concerts there towards the end of summer or summer that they were doing, or was that like on a weekend type of gig at
I can't quite remember either. I'm relatively sure it was during the week. I'm even fairly confident there was something else going on in town, because between the last minute thing, we didn't have our normal crowd there, but it still went off without a hitch. I remember speaking with a couple of my friends that they were somewhere else, and I just can't remember what else was going on that day.
Yeah, those were some pretty cool shows.
Yeah.
They were just like Thursday nights or something like that, or Wednesday night. You'd just be down at the Wonder Bar and there's nobody in there, and there's a band coming through town that's playing like shit that's not from around here, definitely, you know, and it's way cool. It just, you know, that I was surprised many a times just happening to be down at the Wonder Bar on a weeknight and saw some bands come through that were killer, playing for like seven people.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I mean, some of the names we were able to wrangle through, kind of making the connections. I don't know who was that. We had Joe Buck Yourself play.
Oh, okay. I remember that one. Yeah.
I mean, and if many people are like, well, you know, who's that? I mean, and for the people that know, like, no, I mean, he's somebody. Like, he's been around the block. And he's a nice guy, but he looks like he's been around the block.
Did you say where they're from?
Omaha.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
So we actually are going to be able to talk to them. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to bring Chris Lager in here over Skype here in a sec. So
surprise.
And if I heard this correctly,
surprise!
Is he going to be playing a little ditty, or
he is going to play us a little music?
Yay!
I think I was talking to him and I asked him, you know, hey man, should I grab a few songs that we could put on the podcast? And he's like, well, you could, but I'd kind of rather just play you something live, because I just love playing live music. So
awesome.
I'm sure this guy's going to be a way good performance to see. So I'm pretty excited to talk to him. So yeah, we're going to bring him in here directly.
Cool.
All right.
Sprinkle my ashes in the wind. my ashes in the wind. If I should die before.
All right, we got Chris Lager on the line. He's been waiting patiently for us. What's up, man?
I went skiing today.
Skiing.
Excellent, man.
Got in a good day. Finally, like my first good day of the season.
Right on. Utah's probably a good place to be right now for skiing.
Yeah, it's pretty righteous.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for coming on with us here.
Thanks for having me.
Hells yeah, dude. All right. Well, we were just kind of going to jump right into what you guys have been up to, like what you've been doing and when you're coming to Casper and where we can see you guys.
But Casper's on Thursday, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Are you guys playing music while you're down there right now? Or are you guys just having a little escape day or what?
No, we're on the road. We played the ski resort 5 days in a row.
Oh,
damn. That's awesome, man.
That's been a large chunk of it. We were in Denver last week working our way out west. And then we start working our way east as we go to Casper on Thursday. And then a couple gigs out in western Nebraska on our way home for a little bit.
How regularly do you guys go out on the road?
I try to make it half, but it usually ends up being a little bit more than half. But I try to balance it out. I got a wife and kids back home that I really love spending time with, so it's a balancing act.
Sure. I mean, I want to say, like, every time I look you guys up, you guys are somewhere playing some phenomenal amount of shows. It just seems like you're always playing somewhere.
We're trying to get out there and take the music to the people. We love playing, so it's a beautiful thing that people keep inviting us back out to play for them. So.
Right on.
Dude, that's awesome, man. Yeah, I was telling these guys, I was like, so, yeah, should I find some of your music online? And I love that you were like, well, you know, I'd rather just play some live stuff for you. I was like, that's great, dude. Musicians like yourself are the ones I love to see that just love to play music, you know, and love to play live. So that's really cool, dude. I'm excited to see you guys, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Probably be picking a guitar anyway, so.
Hell yeah, yeah, man. So you guys will be here in Casper this Thursday, the 23rd?
Yep.
All right, cool.
I've never been to Galloway's. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's one of the more popping spots around here. But it's a good time, man. It's a pretty cool place to play music too. So it's fun.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
I want to say O'Brien, but it's O'Brien.
Correct. Yeah, it's O'Brien, man. But come on, I mean, Obie's easy enough, right?
O'Brien's even cooler, though. Actually.
He seems like a cool guy. He's a rare guy I run across.
Dude, that's a good way of describing him, man. Good old Obi, dude. Yeah, man. So, we were talking. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I thought he might be joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's here.
I think I'm just like off to the side too much. Let me just get a little, I don't know. Yeah. Our Skype's all frozen up. I don't know what's going on, man.
Yeah.
I'm here.
At least the audio's working.
Yeah. Just listen to my smooth, sultry voice. Yeah. Let me guide you on this voyage.
You'll know it's him. Yeah.
No, it'll be good though, man. This will be my first show at Galloway's and yours, so we're in this one together, right?
That's right. I like that.
Hell yeah, we're all in it together, man. Yeah, we're just excited. We're really excited to have you as our first guest on this little series we're doing with Obi. Yeah, so like the Roaming Buffalo Music Series is what we're doing. And so, yeah, that's the whole reason that we wanted to get you guys on is because we gotta support our local music and our traveling bands. And we love having traveling acts through here. And, you know, we always want you guys to come back and have a good enough time that you want to come back. So, yeah, that's what it's all about, man.
Yeah, well, you got me. I'm in. I'm a believer. I'm the first one, huh?
Yes, you are.
Right. I like it. I'll come out the gate. Hopefully we can, this is the start of something special.
Absolutely, dude. I hope so too, man.
Are you guys going to post these like on the podcast? How do podcasts work exactly?
Yeah, they get uploaded and people can stream them at their convenience. So yeah, this will be posted either tomorrow or Thursday so that we can help get the word out about your guys' show and hopefully get a good crowd of people there for you.
Nice. Good deal. And how does one go about finding the podcast?
So a podcast is just like a radio show that you can listen to anytime you want. So you can either download it on like an app like iTunes and just download it onto your phone and listen to it when you're going, you know, to work or whatever. Or you can get podcasts on your computer any way. You can get like digital, you know, music files, and people will listen to it whenever they have the chance.
Yeah, I just got hit to this whole podcast thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's addicting. I'll warn you. There's a lot of cool podcasts out there.
Big TED Talks guy. I like TED Talks. So I've been finding a bunch of those on podcasts.
For sure.
And then someone recently told me about a podcast called WTF.
Mark Maron.
Mark Maron. He's pretty solid. Yeah.
It's a good one, too.
I just found out about this guy.
Oh, he's great.
He's great.
He is. Dude, we always talk about like some of our favorite podcasts on our podcast, but like, pretty much one of our favorites across the board here. It's called The Last Podcast on the Left. It's good, dude. They kind of cover like serial killers or just like weird shit, like aliens, just kind of like weird off the wall shit, but they bring a lot of humor to it, so it's pretty funny, man. It's a good show, though. Check that one out if you get a chance to.
All right.
A lot of road time, right? A lot of free time to listen to whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I like listening to people talk.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's my favorite, man. You learn a lot about the world listening to people talk.
Yep.
Right. I've done music for so many years and I love it, but when I'm tired or something and I got a long drive ahead of me, a podcast will keep me up.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
Music will like put me down.
Music's almost double-edged sword.
Maybe I should take up some heavy metal or something. I don't
know. Dude, even that loses its edge, man. You can listen to Slayer, but it'll only take you so far if you're really tired, dude.
Yeah.
I'm the same way though, man. I'm like, a good story to me is like way more spellbinding than anything. Just keeps me chugging along pretty good. Yeah. So
can you tell us for people who are new to your band, how long you guys been together and how you would describe yourselves as far as the band?
Well, I've had some form of the band going for about like, 18 years or so.
Damn, oh, wow. Dude.
Wow.
And then my longest current member is John Fairchild. He's been with me about 12 years.
Wow, awesome.
Sweet, dude. That's a lot of glue right there, holding musicians together that long, you know.
What does he play?
Plays drums.
All right, drum. Good. So you got the rhythm section for that. That's a good solid 13 years working on some rhythm section. That's awesome.
Good chemistry, him and I.
Yeah.
And
dude, that's important.
Really. Approach to drums, like he's a real funky loose drummer. Nowadays you hear a lot of like super tight straight drummers, and he's definitely not that. He's very loose and funky, and
nice. Right on.
It's a lot of fun to play with and hear.
It seems like it's fun to play against that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
big long pocket to hang out in and do all kinds of fun stuff in.
Yeah, it's all about that backbeat, you know, and letting it group, letting it simmer.
Cool. I'm excited to hear you guys.
Hell yeah, hell dude. Yeah, man. Well, you guys feel like playing us a little tune?
Oh, I don't know if anybody else is interested.
Well, we're down just to hear you, man. If you want to do some strumming, that'd be cool.
Yeah, let me go grab the guitar. I found a quiet spot back.
Awesome. Because
like I said, we're on the road hanging out at a friend's. Snow Grass, she's making up some food. Kind of in between spots right now. We're going to park I know. We got on the list for a Trevor Hall show. Yeah, are you hit to Trevor Hall?
Never heard of him.
I've heard of him, I think, dude.
So the name rings a bell, but I can't put any tunes with him.
My wife's a big fan. That's how I heard of him.
Nice.
So you guys are headed through, you're playing, did you say Park City?
No, we're just going to, we got the night off, so we're going to hang out.
Well, it's supposed to snow, so you guys be careful.
Yeah, right? Yeah. We've been hitting a ton of rain.
Yeah.
Lefevre's a good cameraman.
Hey, hi, man. What's up, everybody?
This is Lefevre. He plays saxophone. He's been with me for almost 2 years.
Oh, damn, nice. What's up, man? Thank you.
Wish we could see you right now. The video's not working, but we can hear you.
I'll try to fix it.
Gotta love the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys getting that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can move it a little closer if you want.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet magnolia. Blowing through my window. Yeah, sweet magnolia. Blowing through my window. Spring has sprung. And I can feel it down in my soul. Been a long cold winter. Then again in Nebraska they always been a long cold winter. Wondering where in this world you are. Come and we go. Lord, just like shooting stars. Spring has sprung, knocked down my soul.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Woo. That was awesome, dude. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
My phone, I got a phone and I feel like it's going to die. Mostly because it tells me.
Well, perfect timing.
Yeah, thank you so much for playing for us and talking to us, and we will make sure that we get the word out for your guys' show.
All right, yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate
thanks so
you.
Much for being with us, man. We'll see you guys on Thursday.
Yeah, thanks.
Dude,
see you all later.
Hey, thanks for being music lovers and helping musicians like us spread our vibe.
Absolutely, man.
We're all born this way, man. That's how it goes. Thank you.
Thank you, man. You guys have fun. We'll see you soon.
Definitely. Take care.
All right, peace. You too. Bye. Awesome, you guys. Well, that was really great to hear from Chris Lager. He seems like a really cool dude. I'm really excited to meet him and his band.
Yeah, they sound amazing.
Yeah.
And just once again, their show will be this Thursday, February 23rd.
Probably be like tomorrow or today, depending on when we get this out to you guys. So,
At Galloway's and around 8. Is that right, Obi?
Correct. 8-ish. Okay. Kind of depends on a few things, but you know, that's how it rolls.
Yeah. And that's also being opened by Easy Side, our local awesome band.
Hells
so
yeah.
Check that out.
And we are going to include, Chris gave us permission to just find a song we like to his on the internet and pluck it off and throw it at the end of this podcast. So that's what we're going to do. So stick around here in a minute or two or maybe even less and listen to their song. But I can just tell, you know, how you just meet people and you're like, dude's pretty down to earth. And then he played us that song. I hope it turned out well over Skype. But, you know, just by hearing that song, I was like, damn, this dude's a shredder. So it was really good to meet those guys. And I'm excited to actually meet him on Thursday. So
And just for everyone to check out and get more info for future shows, where can people find all of that out at, OB?
So obviously the venues will have some stuff up there as well. But if you go to the social media, the Facebook with the Roaming Buffalo Music Festival, everything I put up there is music related to one degree or another. So it's either a show we have going on or a show that you should have gone to that I went to, so on and so forth.
Okay, cool. Awesome. And after this show, what's the next one for you guys?
Okay, so after St. Paddy's Day on that Saturday, we're going to have the Galloway will have his usual pub crawl setup going on, and we're going to have the Tejon Street Corner Thieves come down and do a little bit right after the pub crawl.
Yeah, dude, those guys fucking rip, and they're all way cool people. Awesome. Love those guys.
Announce some awards, and then they'll come back even later on in the night and probably play another 3 hours as well after 8. But it'll be just them on that one, so we'll have an opener on that one, but it'll be a free show and everything else.
Right on.
Way looking forward to that, and definitely looking forward to Chris Lager and his band on Thursday. So,
everyone should go check it out.
Yeah, we'll see you guys there. So.
And once again, we're brought to you by rallyshoplocal.com. You can find our podcast, No Label Roundtable, on iTunes or on rallyshoplocal.com's website.
Hells yeah. Oh, and just another little side note, little plug. My brother and I will have a podcast joining the Rally Shop Local family of podcasts here. Very shortly, so
very excited for that. Want to tell them what it is?
Personally excited.
We'll just leave it a surprise.
Okay,
you'll all know. Just follow us on Facebook.
Deep cut episodes of this podcast are going to be worthy.
They got some deep cuts, all right. Just keep your eyes open on like us on Facebook, Rally Shop Local, and check out rallyshoplocal.com.
Repost our Tumblr accounts. Follow me on Tumblr,
Instagram.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, you guys, and we hope you enjoy this song by Chris Lager Band.
Bye.